This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is signaling a shift from bipartisanship as he appeals for Congress to move quickly on his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the urgency should be clear.
A lot of folks are losing hope.
And while he'd like to act with Republican support, they want a far smaller package and are essentially telling struggling Americans to sit tight. Things will eventually get better, much more slowly than necessary.
I can in good conscience do that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Following President Joe Biden's push to move quickly, the Democrat-controlled House passed the budget resolution on Friday afternoon without a single Republican vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 219 and the nays are 209. The resolution is adopted.
The vote comes just hours after Senate Democrats cast a decisive vote to muscle the COVID relief plan through their chamber without Republican support, a step toward final approval next month. Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote in the Senate, her first. The coronavirus aid package can now work its way through congressional committees with the goal of finalizing additional relief by mid-March when extra unemployment assistance and other pandemic aid expires. Christopher Plummer, the dashing award-winning actor who played Captain Von Trapp in the film The Sound of Music and at 82 became the oldest Academy Award acting winner in history, has died. He was 91. Over more than 50 years in the film industry, Plummer enjoyed varied roles from the film The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and as a canny lawyer in Broadway's Inherit the Wind. But it was opposite Julie Andrews as Captain Von Trapp that made him a star. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny told a Russian court to burn in hell on Friday and accused the prosecution and relatives of a veteran of using a 95-year-old as a puppet. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
EU leaders criticized Russia's expulsion of diplomats from Sweden, Germany, and Poland on Friday. They've been accused of taking part in illegal protests last month against the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. It came on the same day Navalny was back in court for a slander trial. He's accused of slandering a World War II veteran who took part in a promotional video last year. The video supported reforms that allowed Putin to run for two more terms after 2024 if he wanted to. The slander charge is punishable by up to 2 years in jail. Navalny's lawyer has argued he cannot be sentenced because the alleged crime was committed before the law was changed to make it a jailable offense.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Opposition legislators in Turkey are accusing Ankara's leaders of secretly selling out Uyghurs to China in exchange for coronavirus vaccines. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tens of millions of vials of promised Chinese vaccines have not been delivered. Meanwhile, in recent months, Turkish police have raided and detained around 50 Uyghurs in deportation centres. Lawyers say a sharp uptick from last year. Although no hard evidence has yet emerged for a quid pro quo, these legislators and the Uyghurs fear that Beijing is using the vaccines as leverage to win passage of an extradition bill. Uyghurs say the bill, once law, could mean deportation back to a country they fled to avoid mass detention. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. employers added just 49,000 jobs in January, a sign that the viral pandemic retains a tight grip on the economy nearly a year after it triggered a painful recession. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate for January fell sharply from 6.7 to 6.3%. In an AP interview, Grant Thornton chief economist Diane Swonk says the unemployment rate in January dropped because some people stopped trying to find work.
Surveys going into the month of January showed that fewer people were actually looking for jobs because they're giving up hope because there isn't a lot of jobs out there.
The tepid increase followed a decline of 227,000 jobs in December, the first loss since April. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.